Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind one of my favorite songs that the Lord has ever given me. I know I say that almost every week, but this is one of those special songs for me. It's called Until That Final Day, and it's from the live worship recording, There's Coming a Day. The song Until That Final Day came to me way back on February 18th of 1991. It was written as a declaration of my faith in the year of 1991. A lot happened that year. Little did I know I would be called to put my faith to work through such a wounding season like that year was in my life. And I won't go into all the details. I just went through many emotional, mental, physical wounds. Jesus has brought me out of the fire and is still calling me to sing and declare the truth of this song. He calls me to be encouraged. He calls me to not lose heart. The truth is, God will not leave me. He will never forsake me. I just need to not give up. And I say this all the time, but it's the truth. The only failure is the man who falls and chooses not to get back up. I just kept getting back up, y'all. And I still do that to this day. Micah 7:8, if you know me at all, you know this is one of my favorite passages from God's word. It says this, "Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me." Now, I wrote the words to this song 30 years ago, yet they resound in my life with even greater meaning today due to my struggle with Parkinson's. This song is reality. And it is so encouraging, so uplifting. Take it to heart. Make it your own right now.
I know whom I have believed, and I am that my life he is sure to keep, for he is my defense. Therefore I'll not be ashamed of Jesus, come what may, for Jesus Christ will be strength until that final day, until that final day. Since the day that I was healed, my strength has grown weak. Great strength has been revealed to keep me as I seek. For Christ's sake I count all lost, I gladly suffer shame, for I am here behind the cross, rejoicing. For the
As my King, as my Savior, as my Lord, as my friend, as the keeper and sustainer of my life. Apart from you, I have nothing and am nothing. You are my God. I am your servant. You are my Father. I am your child. Thank you for being with me. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Timothy 1, verses 7 through 12 says this, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted to us in Jesus Christ from all eternity, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to protect what I have entrusted to him until that day, until that final day." Body of Christ, do we really believe that? Let's do something profound today. Let's simply live like we believe that Jesus is the answer to the needs and answer to the questions of our lives, and that we can trust him with our hearts and with our lives. I know in whom I have believed. Do you? Let's follow him. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. I'm so proud of mpdesignsjewelry.com because it's my wife's ministry. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, like I said, my amazing, awesome, incredible, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/DennisJernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/DennisJernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, like the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, like my latest book called The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. It's a 3-book series. The other is called The Bairns of Bryn. That's B-A-I-R-N-S, Bairns of Bryn. There are 2 books in that series so far, and I'm in the middle of finishing up the 3rd book in this series. I think your kids would love these books. I also have several other children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life available on Amazon. So check them out for me if you don't mind, just when you get a chance. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Until That Final Day, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes. And one more thing, I don't often ask this, but would you mind, wherever you listen to your podcast, going and leaving a review? That really does help get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. So take a couple of seconds right now. It won't take long. Just leave a quick review. And finally, remember this. This is so important. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.